Hello listeners, welcome to the fourth episode of Aruvai Nadan. As you might have noticed, today the topic which we are going to speak in this podcast is about ice. Yeah, the two eyes which we are having. That's why I kept the title, Let Eyes Rest in Peace. So before barging into the topic, I just want to share some personal experience which I had with this two eyes of mine. So I wore specs for past 13 years and only the previous month I removed my specs doing a LASIK operation, which is basically an eye operation so that you could remove your specs. So instead of your specs, they will be inserting a permanent lens within your eyes. Trust me, that will be no pain. The operation will be finished in half an hour. Only drops will be there to make your eye feel numb, so you won't have any pain. So I basically started wearing spectacles when I got a blurred vision 13 years back. At that time I had a nearsighted power of -0.7, and 13 years later while I removed my specs it was 4.5. Imagine the growth that has been within these 13 years. And within the past 5 years, which is after I started doing my undergraduation, my power shooted up nearly 3.5 extra points. Before I'm getting into my undergraduation, I had a power of 1.5 at my 12th standard, after which 3.5 has been in just 5 years. So it may be quite interesting what happened within these 5 years that caused this much huge surge in power for me. Of course, the emergence of digital world. After I got into the digital world by buying a mobile phone, I started playing games. From my childhood days, I always play a lot of games, be it from computer or the Snake and Ladder from the legendary Nokia 101 mobile. So I'm basically a game addict and I played a lot of games in my mobile phone and my laptop through the past 4 years during my undergraduation. And yeah, I got the reward of having a huge surge in my power. But I wish you guys who already are wearing a spec or who's having a good vision without having any problem with your eyes, it's time that you must safeguard your eyes from any future problems. Trust me, when I had a power of 4.5, I would be like the Harry Potter movies hero. What he would be doing if his specs fall down, he would be just sweeping up the floor for searching his specs, right? The same will happen to me also. First, when I initially had my blurred vision, it was only blurred at the longest distance object, so I can't see long distance words or something. But when my power surged to 4.5, I can't see anything. Full blur. I can't even see faces that are near me. I must be focusing more to check on who's near me. I'm saying without specs. So that's why I thought, okay, today we would be giving in some insights about three elements that we must focus for safeguarding our eyes. So the three elements are cause, effect, and solution. So throughout these three elements, I would bring in two category of talks. One would be for children's and one would be for adults, because both of them are now getting affected in a drastic way. So let's barge into the first element, cause. So cause is something which we are going to explain why certain things may affect, what are the things which we do will affect our eyes in the future. So the first cause which naturally occurs is through gene. So my mom had eye vision problems. So I too had eye vision problems. For my mom, she got it from her mother, which is my grandmother. She got from my grandmother and then I got from my mother. This happens through gene, the first thing. But now at the current present rate, apart from gene, there is one thing that overtakes gene through which we get some eye problems, which is the usage of mobile, computers or laptops and TVs. Mobile phones, computers, laptops and TVs intend to give in high radiation of colors for our eyes to capture. So with continued and long time exposure to these devices drastically affects our eyes. That is the truth. We all know it, but we don't care about it as we don't get any issues with our eyes. But in future, you would be getting a lot and lot of issues. I am now seeing many of the adults doing some cataract eye operations, which is worst I heard. You can't even do at the same time. 6 months one you must be doing for each eye. So those are some of the effects of using higher rate of digital devices. So while coming to children, what are the causes if you're going to ask me is games and YouTube. Nowadays parents are giving and feeding their children's food by playing some YouTube videos. It's quite hilarious that how we, when we are children, we never saw any mobile phone or videos and we ate it. Our parents just show us the moon out there, some stories or some outside people walking here and there. See, there was some person is going, eat it. But nowadays, just play a YouTube video and they'll be happy. And even some advertisements involve this action. There are some, I don't want to mention the company name, but they are using this cringeful scenario as an advertisement. So first thing first, children's, the cause for them is through continuous gaming and YouTube kids video watching. And for adults, a wide variety of causes are there that we do for ourselves. So the first one is gaming. in mobile or in laptop. And to be a special mentioning, the battleground games that are now currently there, Free Fire, Call of Duty, PUBG, all sort of games have brought in a drastic change in our mobile phone usage behavior. And the second one would be social media usage, scrolling of Instagram feeds or Facebook feeds for a long time. And the third one would be binge watching. Most of the adults are now proudly saying that I binge watch certain series for like a full day. But that is not going to be a proud thing for you to say somewhere, right? It's going to affect you internally in future. So that's another cause. And the last one would be the work they are in. For example, the IT people who face computer all through their day. So working employees facing laptops or systems. So these are the causes for both children and adults. And if you ask me, all these things which I mentioned are not gonna be a cause until you are within the limits of using them. So if you are going to cross the limit, you of course will get effects. Whatever thing, whatever matter which you're going to do, if you are going to be taking it out of the limit which you have to be doing, it will cause you some adverse effects. So the same thing, long hours of using these digital devices, with poor surrounded lights, like switching off the light, and in night you would be working without any light around you in the dark, those sort of things, that will bring some glare effects in you. These glare effects will adversely affect your eyes. And mobile phones is the number one criminal for eyes. The reason is that it is having a small sized screen, and this affects a lot of radiation than the television or the laptop that we use. And most of you would hear that radiation is coming through mobile phone that affects our eye. What is that radiation? Nothing. Radiation is just the light. The blue light is mentioned as the radiation in this part. So blue light emerges at a huge rate from mobile phones and laptops, and mobile phone being the number one portion. What this blue light does is that, apart from other colors like red or yellow or green, blue light enters directly into our retina and touches the brain nerves that are interlinked with our eyes. You know, in our human body, eyes is not fitted within the skull. It is kept on hold due to the nerves that are emerging from brain within ourselves. So if blue lights are going to get a direct portion into the black part of our eyes, it is going to directly attack the brain nerves that are behind it. Right, so that is the reason why mobile phones is at the number one position in bringing some adverse effects for us. So I told a lot of time that effects. What would be the effects? What are the effects that will be created due to these causes? So if you are going to go with children's, they'd be having a slower brain growth rate. There are researchers which prove that the children who avoids or uses the mobile phone or any digital devices within the limit have a higher brain growth rate with a lot of creativity and a good academics than the persons who intend to cross the limit on using these digital devices. So slow brain growth is one major thing that affects children's through these high usage of digital devices. The next would be blurred vision, as I told earlier, and then dry eyes. Dry eyes is something which does not allow your eyes to generate water within it. You always have some liquid running over your eyes. So while you continuously focus on some game or some movie watching or YouTube videos, without your knowledge, you won't be blinking your eyes. So this stops the process of bringing in some liquids to your eyes, which eventually causes dry eyes. So that is a danger to the eyes as per the researchers that are going on. And next would be body pain. For children, they won't have any position in which they will be using the mobile phone. They'll just sit in some chair, they'll roll inside a chair, or they'll have certain positions which could bring in body pains to them. So these are some of the effects that children face. While coming to adult, all these children's effects come at a matured place. So brain cancer may occur due to high usage of mobile. Various types of tumors can occur. Nerve damage, because brain is having all the nerves connected. If an inappropriate nerve is getting attacked due to these radiations, nerve damage could occur. Premature death could occur. Heart diseases, diabetes, obesities, you name it. All those things are being connected with mobile phones. And these are not some myths which we are talking in. We are talking about the things that are being proven by researchers from various parts in the world. So these are the effects of children and adults who use digital devices extensively. Coming to the final and the third element, solution. So what are the solutions that we could bring in so as we could get controlled ourselves within the limit of using these digital devices? So coming to children's, we could use, or we could make them to have physical games like cricket or football, or we could join them in some classes like sports class or yoga class or drawing class or any extracurricular classes, so that they could not be using their mobile phone. We could keep them busy at that times. Keeping them busy is not going to be a big deal. They are going to have a lot of creativity in them. We must nurture them during their childhood days with these extracurricular activities. And through this nurturing, we could avoid them from using mobile phones or laptops or any digital devices at a higher rate. Yes, you can argue that nowadays, due to this pandemic, the classes are being done in online, the notes are being sent through mobile phone. I accept it. But there are certain things which children should follow while doing these things. So the first thing is the viewing angle. So while children use laptop for classes, make sure that they are viewing the laptop at the downside. So they must have their laptop below their head. So below their head at a minimum angle of 15 degree. So this downside viewing angle avoids children to get affected with the dry eyes concept which I told earlier. And they also intend to blink at times since the system is kept below them. And the second one is have gaps between each class. If the children is getting a break of 15 minutes between each period, make sure that they don't get again into the digital device platform. They have to use the rest time of 15 minutes without any digital devices. So while coming to adults, what could be the solutions is avoid long time scrollings of social medias or 7 to 8 hours or 6 to 5 hours or any long time hours of playing games or binge watching movies at night times. All those things must be avoided. Also, the persons who are working in their workplace, make sure you are having a blue lens spectacles which could avoid the radiation getting directly to your eyes. There are some brands that are providing blue lenses at a very good rate. So they are quality verified things. So you could use them so that you could have some less constraint while using your laptops or desktops for a longer time. Apart from all of these, both the children and adults must have certain distance between the digital devices they use. So there are researchers which have proven that persons who are using mobile phone must have at least 1 foot distance between their face and the mobile phone and 2 feet distance between the laptop or desktop they use from their face. And minimum of 10 feet distance for television. So maintaining the distance and having an erect position for you to watch or use these mobile devices could be a great solution for you to not get affected in these above mentioned effects. So that's it. We covered the three elements of cause, effects, and solution. Don't take it easy as you're not getting any eye irritational problems as of now. The future will have adverse effects in you if you're going to continue the same in your future. Focus, concentrate on some other things. You can read books, you can talk with your family, or you can go outside and play some physical activities or do some other things whenever you are free instead of scrolling the social media pages inside your mobile phones or playing games in laptops or mobile for a longer time. So through all these solutions, all the three elements which I spoke, I hope you could also let your eyes to rest in peace. So this is bye-bye from Varun Kumar, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Aruvainathan.